Streaming has gotten way too complicated, but you can hack the system with Prime Video. It has everything in one app with one password. See Roadhouse and the National Women's Soccer League, both included with Prime. Plus, you can buy Premier Boxing or stream the NHL and NBA playoffs on Max with the Bleacher Report Sports add-on. Or add Paramount Plus for the Masters on CBS. Prime Video. Restrictions apply. Prime membership required for add-on subscriptions. See Amazon.com/Amazon Prime for details.
Black Buffalo Zero products are intended for adults age 21 and older who are consumers of comparable products. If you're an adult age 21 and older who dips, I want to tell you about Black Buffalo Zero pouches. What are they made of? Pretty simple. Cured edible green leaves. Food-grade ingredients. Most importantly, there's no nicotine or tobacco. All proudly made here in the U.S. So if you're 21 and older and want to learn more about Black Buffalo Zero, head over to blackbuffalozero.com to learn more. You can buy their pouch online, ship directly to most states. Black Buffalo Zero, zero nicotine, zero tobacco, 100% ritual.
When you buy Kroger brand products, you feel like you're winning. That's because they offer proven quality at lower than low prices. In fact, we guarantee that you and your family will love how Kroger brand products taste, or you get your money back. So next time you're shopping for the family, look for delicious Kroger brand products, because they'll make you all feel like you're winning. Shop now, in-store, or online. Kroger, fresh for everyone.
Hi, let's talk about Pro Plan Sport. Pro Plan Sport is advanced nutrition made to fuel strength and stamina in active dogs like yours. So wherever your next journey together takes you, start it off right with the high-performance fuel your dog needs to keep pushing you every step of the way. Pro Plan Sport. Learn more at ProPlansport.com.
Thanks for listening to the Herd Podcast. Be sure to catch us live every weekday from 12 to 3 Eastern, 9 to noon Pacific on Fox Sports Radio and FS1. Find your local station for The Herd at FoxSportsRadio.com or stream us live every day on the iHeartRadio app by searching Herd.
Now let's get this party started.
You're listening to Fox Sports Radio.
Oh, hour two. First hour flew by. It's The Herd in L.A. Wherever you may be and however you may be listening, iHeartRadio, Fox Sports Radio, FS1, J-Mac, Jason McIntyre in the chair. I'll tell you what. Starting this week, it feels different. Field football feels different. I saw some cooling temperatures. I always go to the national map. I'm a weather nerd. So I go to the I've watched the Weather Channel for long spells in my life. Kind of a nerd. The temperatures are cooling. It's like, all right, it's football weather. All right, 50 degrees at night, starting to be football weather.
You ever get that August feel, a little wistful for the college days? Remember, college starts in August, the kids are going back. I go to Costco and like all these kids are there with their parents loading up. It just makes me a little sad. I miss college.
This is the only summer that I ever remember in my life that I want to end. I thought it was hotter than usual. And July was the slowest month. I've been doing this now 20 years. Slowest month of my career. And by the way, that's mostly good news because athletes aren't getting in trouble. July was always like, don't get in trouble in July because, I mean, July was dead.
Well, this is a World Cup year. World Cup should have been in July, but of course, because of the weather in Qatar,
good call.
Qatar, whatever, it's back in November this year.
So, I'll start hour two with this. So, you know, our childhoods, yours, mine, that's kind of our reality. I could be a completely different person had I grown up in a traditional household. You go to church, you go to the same camp for 25 years. When I moved to Connecticut for 10 years, almost 11, it was amazing. I was kind of fascinated by all the traditions and the prep schools and the churches. I got to be honest, I was kind of jealous of it. I mean, some of those prep schools, Connecticut's like got probably 20 of them. They're amazing. It's like Hogwarts. And people went to the same church and everybody knew everybody and they'd gone to the same parties and they'd had the same neighbors. The East Coast, very, very traditional. And I grew up divorced kid, didn't really have a religious family. And so I moved around my whole life. So part of me was fascinated by this Northeast and this tradition and families vacation in the Cape every year in the same place. And I bounce around. Now, I think there's some advantages to the way I live, and it's been very good for me. But I think about this. Had I been raised by a traditional family in Connecticut, I would be a different person today. So because of the person and my life, I'm not a big history guy. I've said this often. I am fascinated by tomorrow and bored senseless by yesterday. I just don't give a rip. I history bored me in high school. It bored me in college. Most of it I don't care about. There's some exceptions. I mean, I've watched documentaries on, you know, world wars, and some of that stuff can be fascinating. But I, just because of the way I was raised, I wasn't raised in your traditional lifestyle or family. So that's who I am. And so people, fans tend to think I love or hate their team, and I just don't give a rip. For years, everybody thought I liked the Patriots. No, I just like how smartly they were run. Oh, you love the Warriors. No, I just like how smartly they're run. I never grew up a Warriors fan. I grew up a Patriot fan. I think the New York Mets now are kind of fascinating. They got a new owner. They're kind of ahead of the curve. They made the right acquisitions. They've spent the right money. They've got the right pieces. It's kind of fascinating. I think the Mets win the World Series, and I like how they've done business. I think it's smart. I think it's fun. I think they're adapting. I think they're evolving. I think they're progressive. I think they're windshield, not backseat. And so the Rams had this little issue with Matt Stafford. And, you know, tendonitis, and he practiced yesterday. He looked amazing. Here's Sean McVay on Stafford's practice yesterday.
I thought he had great energy, great command all day. I thought he threw the ball incredibly accurately and all parts of the field, really activated all parts of our pass game. And then, you know, there was a couple where he's hitting the spots we want, and then we just got to be able to finish some of those plays. But I'm encouraged because we can coach off of those, and we're getting those opportunities to feel what it's like for him to be able to throw with Allen. Some of these newer guys, today was a great step in the right direction to be able to start establishing that rapport that will be critical for this year.
I hear this from time to time. You're such a Rams homer. No, I'm not. I didn't grow up a St. Louis Rams fan. L.A. Rams played in Orange County. Didn't even play in L.A. County. I was never a Rams fan. Vince Ferragamo was fine. I was more fascinated by the Raiders. They played the Seahawks all the time. I was a Seahawk kid. But they are so uniquely well-run. They draft well. They develop well. They manipulate the compensatory picks well. They manage the cap well. They adjust well. They recruit well. They build cultures well. I mean, the New York Giants and the Chicago Bears don't pay their quarterbacks anything, and they have no money. How can you have a bad O-line, no really elite corners, or no elite pass rusher? You don't pay your quarterback, and you're out of money. The Rams pay Stafford a fortune, and Donald a fortune, and Jalen Ramsey a fortune, and Cooper Kupp a fortune. And they still went out and bought Bobby Wagner and Allen Robinson, and they still have $7.5 million of cap space. They manipulate the compensatory picks. They manage the cap. I'm not a Rams homer. I'm just a fan of smart. It's why I'm a Warriors fan. You just like the good teams. I don't like dummies. I don't like poorly run teams like the Bears and the Giants who don't pay a quarterback, who have bad O-lines, and they're still out of money. The Bears still couldn't afford Khalil Mack. The Chargers pay everybody and brought him in. So like Nick Saban, oh, you're a Saban homer. He stays current. He stays current. My wife says that all the time. Stay current. So it's when I look at the Rams, you know, it's like Apple. I've had Apple stock forever. Computers, to the iPod, to the iPhone, to the iPad, to the I'm impressed. I'll buy more stock. Adapt. Stop looking in the rearview mirror. I mean, this Rams team, I mean, I feel sometimes I'm like, right now between the Dodgers, the Warriors, and the Rams, there's an argument to be made. Those are the three smartest front offices in sports. And it doesn't last forever. By the way, Giants used to be good and the Yankees used to be great. When's the last time you thought the Yankees were greatly run? This Steinbrenner kids don't want to spend like George, and Brian Cashman's fine. With that bankroll, they should have more World Series titles. They should be more dominant. Torrey Holt, speaking of St. Louis Rams, Super Bowl champ, 11 years. You know, I was saying that is that my loyalty is to well-run. Like I watch the way the Warriors draft and develop. And the way that Andrew Wiggins was a bust, he goes to the Warriors and they get the most out of him. I'm fascinated by that. Randy Moss was flailing in Oakland. They bring him to the Patriots and he's unbelievable. In your career, yeah, most of it with the Rams, did you always feel like the guys upstairs were as good as you? That the executives were as good as you?
Yeah, initially when I was drafted to St. Louis, it was a lot of that energy. It was that vibrant around the building, around the offices, and then in the latter part of my career, kind of got off tilt. But to your talking about the Rams and what they're doing out in Los Angeles, when you look at Les Snead and Kevin Dimoff and Tony Paschos, the job that they're doing monitoring the cap, Les and his staff going out and recruiting and scouting these players and bringing in players that fit what they want to do. Matthew Stafford was a fit for what they wanted to do as a football team. And you saw that in just 1 year. He's tough. He can throw it. He can perform in the biggest of games. And right there, you see Aaron Donald, who is the leader, clear leader of this football team, leading them out. They have, and Jalen Ramsey as well, they have guys there that fit the culture and what they want to do and have the same expectations as the upper deck does, as the upper management, and it spills down to the players on the field. Young Van Jefferson right there, an emerging player. I know he's dealing with some injuries, but this football team, this staff, this organization, Les Snead and all of them have done a really good job of putting together a competitive football team in the front office as well as on the football field.
You know, they bring in Allen Robinson. Now, Andrew Wiggins was not a bust. I overstated, but he really wasn't as good as they thought. They put him in the right culture. He crushed. I think Allen Robinson's one of those guys. Like, people in the league know Allen Robinson's good, but between, you know, Jacksonville and Chicago, he hasn't had elevated quarterback play. I think he's going to be the Wiggins. You're going to look up after about 9 weeks and go, oh my God, we have two ones. What do you know and like about Allen Robinson?
Well, what I like is what matters to me is what they're saying about him in camp, what his teammates are saying about him in terms of how he's learned the offense, how he continues to ask questions. He's one of the hardest working players on this football team. And that's another thing when you think about this culture. Your best players on this football team, you think about Jalen Ramsey and Aaron Donald and Cooper Kupp and Matthew Stafford, the list goes on and on. These guys also work hard. There's an example being set every single day. There's a culture, there's a winning environment. So for Allen Robinson, who's never won like that in the National Football League, you telling me he isn't excited? He's very motivated to play with Matthew Stafford along with Cooper Kupp and the rest of this football team because he knows he has an opportunity to compete for something, Colin, which is a divisional championship, conference championship, and then have an opportunity to go into the playoffs and compete for what we all do when we come into the National Football League, and that's the Super Bowl. So Allen Robinson, in my opinion, is very motivated to play in Los Angeles, and I expect big things from him. Not only statistics, but just his leadership, his veteran presence, doing the little things, blocking in the run game, the 50-50 balls, which we talked about, his ability to run and get out of his breaks. I think Allen Robinson is going to have a big-time year in Los Angeles.
Torrey, you were uniquely mature and uniquely talented. It is Ja'Marr Chase is an outlier. It took Cooper Kupp till like year four to pop. Devontae Adams had 12 touchdowns in year three. Stephon Diggs, if I recall, did not get to 1,000 yards. I could be wrong on this. I think it was year four. That's the way it works. So, you know, Aaron Rodgers is, you know, he said yesterday, the drops, the routes, you are unique, right? Like some kids, they don't get the college coaching. They don't get the college discipline. Aaron is like Brady. He's not going to give young receivers a lot of second looks. You're not there. You're out. So I have said this year, I think Green Bay is going to have some struggles offensively. Aaron, and this is not an Aaron criticism. Tom Brady didn't like young receivers either. Edelman took 4 years until Brady trusted him. I think Green Bay's got... I think this is going to be a little turbulent. What are your expectations with these rookie receivers?
Yeah, well, it's going to take time. You know, and Aaron, which, you know, I have no problem with him challenging his wide receivers publicly. You know, he's gotten so used to being with Devontae Adams over the last 3, 4, 5 years or whatever it's been, where you get a little bit comfortable. You know, the expectation that position is high because you have a guy like Devontae Adams, and I know he's mentioned Randall Cobb as well, but He's got some young, talented receivers that need to hear that from Aaron Rodgers, but also need for Aaron Rodgers to hug on him too, love on him and say, hey, I know it's going to be some growing pains. I got you, but I need for you to continue to bring up your level. These guys got to grow up quick, and that's asking of a lot from a rookie player, but I think these guys have the mental fortitude. I think they have the athletic ability, the skill sets. It's just going to take some time. He's just trying to minimize that time because he knows his clock is ticking in regards to having an opportunity to compete for a Super Bowl. He's been in two NFC Championship games. He hasn't won anything. As talented as he is, he's the MVP. He hasn't done anything. So he knows his clock is ticking, and it's going to. And a large part of him getting back there, he's going to need his receivers to perform. And the receivers got to say, you know what, Aaron? I feel you. I appreciate you calling me out. Let's stay out there practice and get some extra throws in. Let's stay out there practice, or let's come in early. Let's get some film work in. So any time that they can spend with Aaron Rodgers, or the more time that they can spend with Aaron Rodgers, I think you're going to see the mistakes minimized. So I don't have a problem him calling out, but I also want him to love up on him, and I think he'll be able to get more out of those guys quicker.
Listen, when you do get a rookie receiver who's a star, Justin Jefferson or Ja'Marr Chase, yeah, you don't have to talk yourself into it. It's pretty obvious. George Pickens. Pickens for the Steelers. It's like, whoa.
Pickens. Yeah.
Yeah, like Pickens. It's like, whoa.
Yeah.
What do you see? What jumps out to you?
About George Pickens?
Yeah.
Oh, he's fantastic. I mean, one I like is he's got that dog in him. You hear a lot of ball players, former and current players, talk about guys that have that dog in them. George Pickens has that dog in him. He's long, he's athletic, he can go up and get the football. He's still a little raw in terms of some of his route running, some of his body language. I would like to see him clean that up. But in terms of talent, someone is going to go out there and compete down after down, again, just because he has that dog in him. And being that he played at the University of Georgia, he's played high-level competition, so nothing overwhelms him. I think Pittsburgh, as you saw in the first preseason game, is going to give him ample opportunity to make the squad and make an impact. And then, again, his size. So he becomes even more available, as you see there, in the red zone because he can go up over top of guys. But I love the tenacity. I love the playmaking ability. You see the awareness, the body control right there, catching with his hands. So George Pickens, the suddenness right here to be able to turn the stiff arm. This guy has a lot of talent with dog in him, and he's with the organization that's going to give him an opportunity to compete and perform.
8 straight years of over 1,000 yards. Cooper Kupp, let's pivot back to the Rams, was money last year. I think he's a little faster than people think. When you watch him, what do you see with him? He put up the most productive year, I believe, ever. What do you see?
Yeah, he's deceptive. I think his speed is deceptive, but he still has the ability to get past guys. I mean, you look at last year, he had 20-some plus catches of 40-plus yards. May have been more than that. So that tells you he has the ability to get deeper than the deepest defender, but he's savvy, he's smart, he's a hard worker, he's got a great work ethic, a great work rate. That's going to be the challenge for him to do the triple crown again, is can he continue to keep up that work rate? Think about the amount of yards that he runs per play, the routes, the stop and goes, the stop and starts, the hits. That requires a lot of endurance. It requires a tremendous work rate. He has that. But with Allen Robinson on the outside, being at the X, and then you got McCutcheon, some of these young guys, Tutu Atwell, from what I'm hearing, is having a pretty decent camp. If you get those guys around him to continue to elevate, Cooper Kupp is going to have a fantastic year. Will he have the year that he had last year? I don't know, but I do believe he'll have some of the big moments that he had last year, which is a good sign for this L.A. Rams team. And again, as I go back to culture with the L.A. Rams and what Sean McVay has created, Cooper Kupp is certainly the prime example of that. One of your hardest working players, humble player in the National Football League, and a good dude, good family man, good dude. Got a lot going for him, and it carries over to the field. It carries over to the field, and he's a tremendous example, not only for his teammates, but he's a tremendous example for the wide receivers in the National Football League.
Torrey Holt, one of the all-time greats. Good seeing you again, my man. Love having you on.
Always. Thanks, Kyle. You know it's always good coming on with you, bro. I'm here anytime.
Super Bowl champ. Yeah. Little Rams love there. Well, why not? If the we talk Cowboys, they can't win a playoff game. So I'm all fired up today. Are you still pursuing that story with aggressiveness and journalistic standards? The one we did. So the story is we were going to go big with it.
Yeah.
And it's a fraudulent story.
It's a fraudulent story. You got a bunch of losers on the internet just making stuff up to try to get the media to bite. and talk about it. And
we don't do that.
No, we don't fall for that junk. I'd rather look at the Jets opening week line against the Baltimore Ravens. It's looking like they're going to be 8-point dogs with Joe Flacco under center. Don't tell me you're taking the Jets.
8-point September
Joe
line.
Joe Flacco against the Baltimore Ravens pass rush.
Did you time out? Did you see Flacco's practice numbers yesterday?
I don't care about his practice numbers. He's a January Joe. He only delivers in the playoffs. By the way, no Mekhi Becton. Who's the Jets starting left tackle?
Well, they got Dwayne Brown, I thought.
Hold on, Colin. An executive is in my ear. Stop talking about the Jets. It's come down from high above. I'm sorry.
That's a 8.5 points. That's in September. Bad teams play really well in September.
Yeah, the Ravens. There's a perennial like AFC contender. The Jets are a dumpster fire.
All right.
Mic check. Do you want exclusive insight from the biggest names in the sports game? What's good? This is national champion and former pro baller Chris Johnson. And let me tell you a little bit about my new series, KJ Live.
KJ Live is the only show featuring me going one-on-one with the brightest basketball minds on the planet to get the real.
And when I say real, I mean that real. I got legendary Hall of Famers, elite coaches, and the top basketball insiders bringing you a unique perspective on all things hoops culture that you will not find anywhere else.
To make your next move your best move.
And tap in with me on KJ Live, wherever you get your podcasts from.
Be sure to catch live editions of The Herd weekdays at noon Eastern, 9 a.m. Pacific on Fox Sports Radio, FS1, and the iHeartRadio app.
Tonight,
don't miss out on any of the NBA playoff action at DraftKings Sportsbook, an official sports betting partner of the NBA. Download the DraftKings Sportsbook app. 90 seconds, all it takes. Use the code HERD. New customers bet $5. That's it, $5 and get $200 in bonus bets instantly. That's code HERD only on DraftKings. The crown is yours.
Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. Or in West Virginia, visit www.1800gambler.net. In New York, call 877-8-HOPE-NY or text HOPE-NY-467-369. In Connecticut, help is available for problem gambling. Call 888-789-7777 or visit ccpg.org. Please play responsibly. On behalf of Boot Hill Casino and Resort in Kansas, 21-plus age varies by jurisdiction, void in Ontario. Bonus bets expire 168 hours after issuance. See dkng.co/bball for eligibility and deposit restrictions, terms, and responsible gaming resources.
Hi, let's talk about Pro Plan Sport. Pro Plan Sport is advanced nutrition made to fuel strength and stamina in active dogs like yours. So whether you're heading out to explore a new trail or looking to set a personal best on your daily run, start your journey off right with the high-performance fuel your dog needs to keep pushing you every step of the way. Pro Plan Sport. Discover the power of advanced nutrition for strength and stamina at ProPlanSport.com. That's ProPlanSport.com. Thank you to our friends at Panini America, the official trading cards and NFTs of the 2024 Colin Cowherd draft coverage. Panini America delivers a premier collecting experience with the most sought-after NFL, NBA, FIFA, and WNBA trading cards. Whether you're chasing rookie sensations or collecting timeless legends, Panini's got it. Panini America is also breaking new ground in NIL, featuring some of the biggest names in college sports, like all-time NCAA scoring leader Caitlin Clark, Angel Reese, and many of the upcoming NFL and NBA first-round picks. If you're into cutting-edge digital collectibles, don't miss Panini's NFT platform at nft.paniniamerica.net. with some of the first opportunities to collect this year's rookie class. Whether you're a collector of physical cards or a digital enthusiast, Panini has you covered. Check out the most popular trading card brands like Prizm, Select, Donruss, and more. For those NFL draft fans, get real-time trading cards after players are picked with Panini Instant Cards, celebrating the biggest sports moments on cards right after they happen. Visit PaniniAmerica.net or download the Panini Direct app today. Panini America, the official trading cards and NFTs of the Colin Cowherd draft coverage.
This is John Middlecoff from 3 and Out with John Middlecoff. eBay Motors is here for the ride. You know what I remember about my first car? Is that the moment I got it, I wanted to improve it. Because like most 16-year-old kids, you don't exactly get a luxury automobile. So you look at it, you go, well, I need to add some speakers. I need to tint out the windows. I need to make this thing the coolest car possible so I can cruise around town with all my buddies, waving at the babes, and enjoy myself. So my favorite part of car culture when I was young was definitely the subwoofers in the back of the car. And we built the boxes from scratch, had multiple 12-inch subs, and you could hear me coming from a long, long way away. With over 122 million parts, you can make sure your number one ride or die stays running smoothly. Brake kits, LED headlights, roof racks, bumpers, whatever your baby needs, eBay Motors has it. And with eBay Guaranteed Fit, it's guaranteed to fit your ride the first time, every time, or your money back. Plus, at these prices, you're burning rubber, not cash. Keep your ride or die alive at ebaymotors.com. Eligible items only. Exclusions apply.
Two of the best NL teams go head-to-head on FS1. Mookie Betts and Freddie Freeman lead the star-studded Dodgers against Christian Yelich and the Brewers. Coverage begins tonight at 7 Eastern on FS1.
Thanks to CarShield, you don't have to worry about the cost of when your car breaks down. Protection plans about $100 a month. Go to carshield.com/herd or call 800-391-8888 to save 10% on your plan today. It's J-Mac with the news.
No. Turn on the news.
This is the Herd Line News.
Colin, Russell Wilson's going to be so upset with you because you have a new man crush, and that's Kenny Pickett.
I do.
Of the Pittsburgh
Steelers.
Very
impressive.
Big news out of Pittsburgh right now. You know, Pickett had a good weekend, and all of a sudden he's taking first-team reps yesterday in Pittsburgh while Mitchell Trubisky, you know, giving a portion of the practice off. Hey, Mitch, you know, sit this one out for a little bit. He's still the front runner for week one to be the starter, but Pickett's giving him a run for his money. Colin? Who do you got as the week one starter, Pickett or Mitchell?
Who would I start? I have defended teams that sit a quarterback for a first year. I don't think everybody is ready to play. But I think if you get a unique talent like Trevor Lawrence, let him play. If you're a mess like Arizona, I would just say this with Kenny Pickett. He's entering a stable franchise with really good players as a four-year college starter. If this is too much for him to overcome in year one, next year's draft has six first-round quarterbacks. Get another one, because this is an easy one. Again, one thing. Joe Burrow only started 2 years, goes to a dysfunctional organization with a terrible O-line. If Burrow, you started him and he was a mess, you'd be like, well, this is a lot to ask. Can you imagine how good Lamar Jackson or Kyler Murray or Burrow would have been with this roster? So this is made to order. And I think you do get a huge break because the Deshaun Watson mess means you may not face him twice this year. Yeah. That is a huge break. So figure it out now by January. Can our guy play or not? Can he play or not? You don't need to. I do think there are occasional guys you got to baby a little. Kenny Pickett should be uncomfortable. Like, you should make him be uncomfortable.
Just so you know, Mitchell Trubisky has not started an NFL game in 20 months. He was basically Josh Allen's caddy in Buffalo last year.
Right.
He had like 45 dropbacks of the entire season. I'm kind of with you on Pickett. All right, let's get to story number two, Colin. Julian Edelman, remember him? New England Patriots receiver. He retired prior to last season, but, huge but here, he could follow in the footsteps of Rob Gronkowski, not because he's signing with the Bucs, but he's not ruling out a return to the NFL. Here's what Edelman said on the Rich Eisen show yesterday.
I miss it more this year than I did last year.
What do you miss?
I miss waking up in August.
Mm-hmm.
Going to the field, smelling the fresh-cut grass. If I had 3 weeks, three, maybe 4 weeks, mm-hmm. I mean, you know, start of the season, absolutely not. But if there's a team vying for a playoff run, guy goes down,
mm-hmm.
could I get ready? I mean, I probably could. You can never say never.
Well, I mean, he's talking about Tampa.
Obviously.
Yeah. I mean, because I don't know if he plays the AB role, but you've got there Mike Evans hammy, Gronk's not there, AB's gone, Chris Godwin hammy, Gage hammy. So I actually think, I don't think there's a market for him, but I think there's a role for him with Brady. Absolutely.
It makes too much sense, yeah. Right? I mean, you look at Tom Brady's other receivers down the list. They just signed Julio Jones, by the way. Like, he's past his prime for sure.
And has injury history.
Tyler Johnson, Scotty Miller. Who do you think Edelman, who do you think Brady trusts more, Edelman or those guys?
Brady knows it's a situational league. So Gronk was a great third down target.
Yep.
AB was a great third down target. So that's Edelman was known for the big play late in the downs. That's what Tom needs. Tom's fine first and second down. That's not, but you win in this league on third and fourth and situational excellence, and that's where Edelman's been money.
And he's going to need a slot guy. I'm writing about it for FoxSports.com, but Tampa's down three offensive linemen. They're going to have three new starters on the offensive line. Could be some problems in Tampa. All right, Colin, let's wrap up. Finally, an NBA story. NBA kind of on the back burner, but the Knicks and Jazz had discussions last month about Donovan Mitchell.
Right.
With training camp about a month away, Shams Charania reports that the teams are re-engaging on trade discussions, adding no trade is imminent, but the Hornets and the Wizards are in pursuit as well for Donovan Mitchell. You buying this, or is this trying to drive up the price for the Knicks?
It's interesting. Danny Ainge, and I could be totally off on this, but Danny Ainge did so well fleecing the T-Wolves that I don't think he needs to fleece another team and get six draft picks. They don't have a star. This is it. So Joe Ingles, gone. Gobert, gone. If Donovan Mitchell's gone, do you really in 2022 want to ask Utah fans to watch a college team?
Yeah.
Like, I don't know. I look at it and I think, well, who's going to get buckets? So it's like anything else. If you, let's say you were invested in Bitcoin and it made you rich. You don't really need to take another big gamble on something. You could do safer investments, right? Like if you get, they already won the Rudy Gobert deal. They got a boatload of draft picks. What they need is players to go along with those draft picks. So the idea that you go to the Knicks and you get eight draft picks. No, if you give me R.J. Barrett and the
Julius
other kid.
Randle?
Yeah, I mean, at some point.
But are you going to win too many games at that point? Or do you want to tank for the big kid from France who's 7'2" and looks incredible? I know you know about the NBA draft.
Listen, they have so many picks. You don't have to have the number one pick to get good players. The draft gives you, historically, about seven really good dudes. Yeah. You get seven really good dudes. And about every third draft, you get a Ja Morant or you get a star. Maybe every second or third draft. I don't know. I just think, I mean, are the Jazz just going to be, we got 30 picks, but you got no players.
Yeah. While I was in Hawaii last week, I got a call. Sometimes you know you're on vacation, but you'll take a call. Jason, the Knicks are getting Donovan Mitchell. It was supposed to happen last week. It's going to happen before training camp. There's no way Mitchell starts in Utah. Right? I mean, they got nobody around him. He's not going to be happy. I think he gets shipped to New York here in the coming weeks. Makes sense. Utah tanks. Now, Utah does have the All-Star game this year, Colin. And there's a thought that you want to have a star from your team in the All-Star game. You ship Mitchell out, you got nobody.
Well, again, it's one thing to rebuild. When the Celtics rebuilt, they were viable. You don't have to be good. But to ask fans in 2022 and advertisers, you pay all this money now for these games, and we have literally, we're going to win 18 games. Yeah. I think it's a big ask. I think it's and also we know this to be true. Outside of the bubble year, in our lifetimes, young teams don't win in the postseason. Like Cleveland, I thought last year had great young talent. Didn't end up getting into the playoffs, right? Like they played in game. Garland, Mobley, even really good young players. And Cleveland's hit on multiple really young players. We don't look at them next year against a Boston, a Milwaukee, as being viable. And they've hit, Garland's a home run, Mobley's a home run. So what Utah's saying is not only are we going to be bad, but even if we hit on all these draft picks, we're not a viable playoff team for like 5 years.
At least five. They're going to be aggressively bad next year.
So you got to have somebody that can get buckets. I'm kind of down on the complete, utter rebuild. I think you can be viable in a rebuild. I think you can be viable.
Well, the Knicks have not believed that for the last 25 years.
Well, they're poorly owned and have
very
been
poorly run.
Largely poorly run. J-Mac with the news.
Well, that's the news.
And thanks for stopping by.
The Herd Line News.
Want more Herd? The Herd streams 24 hours a day, 7 days a week within the iHeartRadio app. Search Herd to listen live or on demand whenever you'd like.
The 82-game preseason is in the books. It's finally time for the real season. Don't miss out on any of the NBA playoff action at DraftKings Sportsbook, an official sports betting partner of the NBA. From the play-in tournament through the finals, DraftKings Sportsbook has you covered with same-game parlays, live betting, odds boosts, and more. Download the DraftKings Sportsbook app. The code is HERD. New customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets instantly. $200. That's code HERD only on DraftKings. The crown is yours.
Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. Or in West Virginia, visit www.1800gambler.net. In New York, call 877-8-HOPE-NY or text HOPE-NY 467-369. In Connecticut, help is available for problem gambling. Call 888-789-7777 or visit ccpg.org. Please play responsibly. On behalf of Boot Hill Casino and Resort in Kansas, 21 plus, age varies by jurisdiction, void in Ontario. Bonus bets expire 168 hours after issuance. See dkng.co/bball for eligibility and deposit restrictions, terms and responsible gaming resources.
Hi, let's talk about Pro Plan Sport. Pro Plan Sport is advanced nutrition made to fuel strength and stamina in active dogs like yours. So whether you're heading out to explore a new trail or looking to set a personal best on your daily run, start your journey off right with the high performance fuel your dog needs to keep pushing you every step of the way. Pro Plan Sport. Discover the power of advanced nutrition for strength and stamina at ProPlanSport.com. That's ProPlanSport.com. Thank you to our friends at Panini America, the official trading cards and NFTs of the 2024 Colin Cowherd draft coverage. Panini America delivers a premier collecting experience with the most sought-after NFL, NBA, FIFA, and WNBA trading cards. Whether you're chasing rookie sensations or collecting timeless legends, Panini's got it. Panini America is also breaking new ground in NIL, featuring some of the biggest names in college sports, like all-time NCAA scoring leader Caitlin Clark, Angel Reese, and many of the upcoming NFL and NBA first-round picks. If you're into cutting-edge digital collectibles, don't miss Panini's NFT platform at nft.paniniamerica.net. With some of the first opportunities to collect this year's rookie class. Whether you're a collector of physical cards or a digital enthusiast, Panini has you covered. Check out the most popular trading card brands like Prizm, Select, Donruss, and more. For those NFL draft fans, get real-time trading cards after players are picked with Panini Instant Cards, celebrating the biggest sports moments on cards right after they happen. Visit PaniniAmerica.net or download the Panini Direct app today. Panini America, the official trading cards and NFTs of the Colin Cowherd draft coverage.
This is John Middlecoff from 3 and Out with John Middlecoff. eBay Motors is here for the ride. You know what I remember about my first car? Is that the moment I got it, I wanted to improve it. Because like most 16-year-old kids, you don't exactly get a luxury automobile. So you look at it, you go, well, I need to add some speakers. I need to tint out the windows. I need to make this thing the coolest car possible so I can cruise around town with all my buddies, waving at the babes, and enjoy myself. So my favorite part of car culture when I was young was definitely the subwoofers in the back of the car. And we built the boxes from scratch, had multiple 12-inch subs, and you could hear me coming from a long, long way away. With over 122 million parts, you can make sure your number one ride or die stays running smoothly. Brake kits, LED headlights, roof racks, bumpers, whatever your baby needs, eBay Motors has it. And with eBay Guaranteed Fit, it's guaranteed to fit your ride the first time, every time, or your money back. Plus, at these prices, you're burning rubber, not cash. Keep your ride or die alive at ebaymotors.com. Eligible items only. Exclusions apply.
Think about your happy place. Sofa on game day, fishing boat, wherever it is, driveway.com. Let you buy or sell a car from there. You know, John Middlecoff was on an hour ago, former NFL scout, and he said he liked Aaron Rodgers calling out the young receivers because, and it was a good point, he said, we've knocked on Aaron Rodgers for years for being passive aggressive, but leadership is saying things that are uncomfortable, and Aaron Rodgers is talking about his two rookie wide receivers at camp.
The young guys, you know, they got to, especially young receivers, we got to be way more consistent. You know, a lot of drops, a lot of, you know, bad route decisions, run the wrong route. So we gotta get better in that area. Keep dropping the ball, you're not going to be out there. So it's going to be the most reliable guys that are out there. There's going to be physical mistakes that we talked about, but, you know, if you're going out there and dropping the ball and somebody else behind you is in the right spot all the time and catching the ball, that guy's going to play.
Kind of like that Aaron Rodgers. Psychedelic T. Aaron, not sold on. Kind of fuzzy on the vax. Don't love it. I think I like this Aaron. By the way, receiver's a timing position, right? Like there's two positions in football. If you can play fast. Running back, you can see that high school to college. If you're a great high school back and your team needs a running back in college, it doesn't. Here's the ball, there's the hole. Go left, go right. Same at corner. You can cover, you can't. The corner's not necessarily reliant on other people. Wide receiver is a much tougher position than people think to go high school to college or college to pro. It's very dependent on the coordinator, the trust. And when you get a veteran quarterback like Brady, he didn't trust Edelman for years. I mean, Cooper Kupp, he didn't pop until year four. Stephon Diggs, year four, got 1,000 yards. Devontae Adams, and these guys are great. I mean, they are completely Hall of Fame level players. Devontae Adams is amazing. He had Aaron Rodgers. They had a good O-line. He had time to throw. It's not like they had four other great receivers. Year three, he had 12 touchdowns. So the idea that you're going to get a couple of guys, Christian Watson and Romeo Dubs, going to walk in here, their great advantage is scarcity. They don't have another number one wide receiver. So they need to get 45, 55, 60 catches. But rookie wide receivers, Tom Brady never trusted him. There's been this two things we have talked about a lot with the Patriots for years is the dynasty, but they can't get wide receiver right. And we've always blamed Belichick. The truth is, we got to be honest about Brady. He made it incredibly difficult to get wide receivers out of the draft and work. He was impatient. And so we always blame Belichick, and part of that's Tommy. When Tommy went to Tampa and had power over personnel, what'd Tom do? Give me A.B., give me Gronk, and who was the receiver he connected with immediately? Mike Evans had been in the league. So that's why when Julian Edelman comes out and says, you know, I'd come back, that's just he's talked to Brady. That's all that is. He's talked to Tom Brady. So Brady's got no interest in wide receivers, young wide receivers. So I'm not going to crush Aaron. Aaron doesn't have a ton of interest in young wide receivers, and I think it's a much harder position than you think. So, I mean, George Pickens looks really good for Pittsburgh. Do they have the quarterback? Do they have the protection? Do they have the offense? My problem with Pittsburgh is I don't like their O-line. I don't like their offensive coordinator. And I don't know what I have at quarterback. So he could be great. He won't have nearly the numbers that Allen Robinson would have as a two for the Rams because of the coach, the O-line, the time, Stafford, and the culture.
So let me ask you, Colin. Tom Brady, you mentioned he doesn't deal with young receivers, which I
doesn't,
get.
Doesn't love them.
Doesn't love them. But he doesn't also put them on blast to the media, especially if they're a fourth-round pick out of Nevada. This kid, Romeo Dubs, is a young guy, just got to the league, and Aaron Rodgers rips him to the media dropped pass, a fourth-rounder, Colin?
Okay, first of all, Aaron's never worked with a receiver in 15 years. In fact, well, let me say, one time in 15 years, Aaron has had a rookie receiver over 500 yards. So, one time. So you can look at the numbers here. Jordy Nelson, Randall Cobb, Devontae Adams, they average about 350 yards. And by the way, we don't have Amari Rodgers on that, who was the slot receiver from Clemson they drafted last year. I think he had like 50 yards, right. Like 45 yards. So you have to know as an organization, it's very easy for me to rip Aaron Rodgers here. But as an organization, you have to figure out, we got to keep Devontae Adams, and we got to get veteran guys. Like, at some point, Matt LaFleur's got to develop receivers, or you got to have enough money in your organization to be able to pay and go get an elite receiver, not Randall Cobb. So it's easy to blame Aaron Rodgers, but Tom Brady didn't like working with these young receivers either. And they couldn't. And so they start. Belichick started going out Mohamed Sanu. They got Randy Moss. They did make moves to get veteran receivers. Not all of them worked. But this is not all on Aaron. If you're not in the right spot, Aaron's got no time for you. Aaron's not going to throw pick sixes because you're not in the right space. So, and the other thing, I say this all the time with my kids. I'd rather be hard on you and life is softer than me being soft on you and life is harder. So Aaron calls you out as a rookie. If you can't deal with that criticism, you're not going to make it in this league.
Is it better privately to do that or publicly, like early in camp on a slow news day when every TV and radio show now knows who Romeo Dubs is? He could have delivered Aaron Rodgers a pizza 3 weeks ago. Rodgers would have had no idea who he is. Now he's just shredding the kid in front of the football universe.
Well, if you wanna,
it just feels harsh, Colin.
If you want to baby your children, that's
I'm not a baby. Trust me.
Okay. So there's another story here. So this cracks me up. Is that in the NBA, cool matters. Let's be honest. The NFL, not so much. But in the NBA, more than any American sport, more than football, more than hockey, more than soccer, the NBA is about fashion, shoes. I mean, guys make hundreds of millions of dollars on shoe deals, right? So the NBA has always had sort of a glamour component to its popularity. Like Allen Iverson had street cred. Like he was, I mean, Iverson was more than basketball. I get that. I fundamentally understand it. But it's interesting because Steph Curry, you know, he golfs, his shoes not cool, married, goes to bed early, super dad, gives the charity. He's not viewed as, you know, the coolest guy. So during the break, J-Mac said something, and I think this is very sort of on point with how Steph Curry remains judged. I mean, the fact that before the finals, we were saying he had to win the NBA MVP in the finals to get respect. It's like, it's the most dominant culture in 20 years in the NBA outside of Duncan and the Spurs. And you're, so what did you say during the break?
This is a good story. One of these blogs interviewed Derek Fisher.
Former Laker Derek Fisher.
Laker legend, hit a bunch of clutch shots. And he said that I would put Steph Curry in the same category with Tim Duncan, Kobe Bryant, and Shaq.
Okay, so
and people's heads are exploding. And I was a little surprised because those are top 10 guys all time for sure, right? This puts Curry among the top 10 players in the history of the NBA.
Of course he is.
I love your reaction to this, yeah.
Okay, so time out. Shaq, whose last 6 years in the league, he couldn't stay healthy, bounced over the league, was never a great practice player. And on the best team he was ever on, he and Kobe shared closing abilities. Like, they both closed. Steph Curry's not that. Kobe's great. Kobe was selfish. Go read Three Rings. Kobe was difficult. Yeah. Kobe was demanding.
When he lost Shaq, they couldn't get out of the second round of the playoffs.
Kobe's had his stuff. You're telling me Steph Curry's not in Kobe's class? He's not in Shaq's class? Now, maybe Duncan is historically better because of the dynasty. I think he's very similar to Duncan. He's not worried about cool. They built a culture around him. Duncan was all about winning more than the shoes, more than identity. He elevated others. He was the rock to the Spurs dynasty. In this dynasty, the soul of it is Steph Curry. That doesn't mean that Duncan didn't have Tony Parker, Manu Ginobili. It didn't mean he didn't have help. It doesn't mean Steph hasn't had help. But your reaction is, I think, NBA people. How do you put Curry in the Shaq, Duncan, Kobe class? How do you not?
How do you not, yeah.
I mean, if you told me I could. Now, again, it's a different culture in Shaq's day. In Shaq's time and Duncan's time, it was often a center-driven league. Not exclusively, but centers were very valuable. It's not now, so it's not fair to say, what if Shaq came out? That's not fair.
Well, the biggest knock, Colin, is those three guys were defensive studs. Kobe Bryant, both ends. Tim Duncan, block shots. Shaq, a monster in the middle.
Okay.
And all anybody wants to say on the internet is, they're bashing my guy Curry. He doesn't play defense.
Okay,
he can't guard a chair.
First of all, Curry's a better shooter than all of them.
100%.
He's a better ball handler than all of them. Well, in 2022, that's the game.
Free throws.
Get up and down the floor. Hit free throws. Can you shoot? Can you distribute? And by the way, Curry's a willing defender. He's just not a great defender. and they built the team around him with Draymond and Clay and Wiggins. He didn't have to be a great defender. Right. His defense is not hurting them. Kobe's selfishness at times hurt the Lakers. Shaq's inability to commit or be healthy hurt teams. Like I think Steph is Duncan. Is a soul about all the right things, about winning. By the way, Popovich and Kerr coach hard.
Yep.
From the same system. So to me, Duncan and Curry are, to me, they're both top 10 players. And I'm not saying Shaq and Kobe aren't great, but they had their limitations. Shaq, you didn't want him near a free throw line in the last 3 minutes. No. I covered that Blazer-Laker Hack-a-Shaq series. You didn't want, Shaq wasn't always committed. Shaq was sometimes distracted. Duncan never was. Steph never is. So the idea that Steph's got these massive holes in his game, Shaq had him. Kobe was selfish. Kobe was difficult. When you read Jeff Perlman's book, Three Rings, it is unbelievable that Shaq didn't. I don't know how Shaq coexisted with Kobe for years. I mean, Kobe drove people crazy. Yeah.
You think Kobe would have ever recruited Kevin Durant to come play with him the way Curry did?
Okay, again, I'm going to defend Curry. Mobility is the current culture. There's a lot of things in my business you didn't do 30 years ago. It's a different world now.
That's fair.
Okay, so it used to be radio people rolled their eyes at the vanity of TV.
Oh, geez.
You got to have a simulcast now. You got to have a TV component with your radio. This is the reality of it. The world we live in now, in the NFL, it's weapons over linebackers. In basketball, you got to recruit guys.
Yeah.
That's the way it is.
I like this Colin Cowherd on the Steph Curry bandwagon. I love it.
I don't get it.
There's a lot of Curry haters at this network, Colin. We're going to have to put them in line. Hey, you guys got to – you know who I'm talking about, folks. I probably shouldn't have said that. But
that's okay. Yeah. You're not wrong. Save big on your water bills with Navien. They make the best, most efficient, durable water heaters on the planet with a 15-year limited warranty. Visit tanklessmadesimple.com, tanklessmadesimple.com. Navien, hour three, and it's loaded. In L.A., next.
Refinancing your car at Kemba Financial Credit Union can get you quick access to cash to help manage high-rate debts and expenses. Get up to $500 next day cash back, plus no payments for 90 days, and take cash equity out. Make your car work for you and drive away with extra cash. Apply at Kemba.org. Restrictions apply. Offer ends April 30th, 2024. Federally insured by NCUA.
This is Malcolm Gladwell from Revisionist History. eBay Motors is here for the ride. With some elbow grease, fresh installs, and a whole lot of love, you transformed 100,000 miles and a body full of rust into a drive that's all your own. Brake kits, LED headlights, whatever you need, eBay Motors has it. And with eBay Guaranteed Fit, it's guaranteed to fit your ride the first time, every time, or your money back. Plus, at these prices, you're burning rubber, not cash. Keep your ride or die alive at ebaymotors.com. Eligible items only. Exclusions apply.
Hi, let's talk about Pro Plan Sport. Pro Plan Sport is advanced nutrition made to fuel strength and stamina in active dogs like yours. So wherever your next journey together takes you, start it off right with the high-performance fuel your dog needs to keep pushing you every step of the way. Pro Plan Sport. Learn more at ProPlanSport.com.
Good sleep should come naturally, and with the new Natural Hybrid mattress, it can. A collaboration between Lisa and West Elm, the Natural Hybrid is expertly crafted from natural latex, natural wool, and certified safe foams to elevate your sleep sanctuary and support a greener tomorrow. Plus, every purchase helps fuel Lisa's work with shelters and those in need. Don't put off a good night's sleep any longer. Get a Lisa mattress today for a sound sleep tonight. Visit Lisa.com/iHeart. That's LEESA.com/iHeart.